Natalie Merchant is back. Merchant's pop singing career spans decades. In the 1980s, she fronted the misleadingly named folk rock band 10,000 Maniacs. In the 90s, she became a solo success and co-headlined the high-profile Lilith Fair tour. It focused on women musicians. And then in 2001, she released an album called Motherland. In the aughts, she's been raising a child and rethinking her approach to music. Well, now comes a brand new LP simply called Natalie Merchant, and critic Will Hermes has a review.
One of the things I've always loved about Natalie Merchant is a subdued yet unmistakable air of a woman who finds pop stardom rather distasteful. That tension and her unusual voice made her a compelling rock frontwoman back in the 80s.
I'm tired of the excuses. Everybody hears this, he's your kid. Do as you see fit.
I missed that tension in her early solo work, which struck me as a bit genteel. But lately she's been digging into folk tradition and orchestral music, which suits her voice. And you can hear both influences on her latest album, which she produced herself and is clearly a pop record, albeit in a 20th century sense of the word.
You know the sweetest wine, it's a witch's brew. Pours like honey down and then burns a hole in you. Yeah, you may think you're done, but you're never through. Spitting out the bitterness to get the little sweetness you do. And you don't know.
Themes here are familiar, often involving characters, and women in particular, struggling in a culture where odds are stacked against them. But there's also a refreshing playfulness. You can hear it on the song Black Sheep, which gets some of its Eastern European folk flavor from clarinetist Steve Elson.
Oh, it's no secret, you know my every weakness. Oh, haven't the strength now. Not enough to waste tonight. Oh, spark the fire, tinderbox of desire. Oh, Lord, have mercy, the thirst to feel tonight.
Best of all, this record gives full rein to Natalie Merchant's voice, which is stronger than ever, especially in her magnificent lower register. And that animating tension between abandon and composure seems to be back too, although now the singer seems to have mastered it.
We're listening to Natalie Merchant's self-titled LP. Will Hermes is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.